News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Seamus Coffey, the economist, who also happens to be head of the Fiscal Council, is predicting that a sharp shock to our corporation tax take is inevitable. So are public finances going to fall off a cliff at some point, as happened back in 2008? MEP for Dublin, Brian Hayes, joins us now. Brian, how worried should we be about what Seamus Coffey has had to say?
Well, I think any politician, or indeed the public worth their salt, should listen closely to what Seamus Coffey has to say. Not only, Shane, as you rightly say, is he the chair of the Fiscal Advisory Council, an independent body there set up by the last government, actually, for the purposes of making sure that people listen to advice and hear that advice. But he's also a very well respected expert in the area of corporate taxation. And I think what he has to say, of course, what he said was more to do with the medium term than the short term.
Yeah,
it was around the volatility of the tax head, which is corporate profit tax, which has, just for your listeners, I mean, it's doubled over the last 3 years. We've gone from 4 billion to 8 billion. There's some talk that this year could reach 10 billion, which is a good thing that we're getting money in from the corporates.
It's dependent on a very small number of companies. I mean, there is a belief, for example, that Apple changed, and we don't know this for definite, but Apple changed the way it managed its corporation tax, all entirely legitimate, but that it benefited us and that we got a huge boost as a result of that.
Yeah, but it's what has happened. It's not just the Irish economy and the rebound of the Irish economy, which has got more money in and profits from the corporates. That makes sense. It's also happened as a consequence of the OECD agenda, which is now working. The reason why the BEPS process, as we call it, which is all about trying to reduce aggressive tax planning, the money is now coming on shore and we're benefiting. These companies, you are right in saying it's a very small number of companies who pay the lion's share of our corporate profit tax in Ireland. But these companies are here a very long time. They're not fly-by-nights. They're not brass-plate operations.
True.
And I think the point that Seamus Coffey made as well is that, you know, we've gone for this globalization model since the 1950s. We export more than any other European Union country. 124% of our GDP is exports, Irish exports, but 40% in Germany and France. So we've gone for this model. So we know that it's volatile. As the world economy goes up, we go up with
it. Okay, let me put it in kind of layman's language. I have my job here in News Talk. If somebody offered me a TV, one-off TV special tonight and said they're going to pay me 20 grand for it, say, I'm not going to adjust my living standards and say, wait, every year I'm going to get 20 grand more. Hopefully I'm going to lodge that into my pension or something, or put it somewhere safe. Do we need to do that in the Irish economy?
Yes.
Do we need to say,
yes.
That extra few billion we've got the last few years, we can't be sure that's going to stay here.
I think that is exactly the point that Seamus Coffey made, and he's right to say it to politicians. And I think there's three things we need to do. We need to put more money in the rainy day fund to make sure that if and when a shock comes, as inevitably it will in life and the economy, we need to put more money aside for that rainy day. Secondly, we need to keep broadening the tax base. So we have to look at other areas of taxation. Now, we've done a lot on
increasing corporate taxation. You're absolutely right. But it's your government. Fine Gael and government isn't going to do it. Fianna Fáil isn't going to do it. Sinn Féin sure as hell aren't going to do it. On neither end of the left-wing parties.
I think the political class need to hear it, that the broadening of the tax base is not just there for bad times, it is there for good times.
And you're completely right.
And
you're
100%
right.
And it is something that needs to happen. And the other thing,
but it won't happen. That's my point.
Well, the other thing we need to do is we need, and this is rigorous, we need to make sure that increases in public expenditure are below where we see growth in the economy. Of course, we have huge problems on housing, on healthcare. We need to spend money because of the rising population, but it has to be done in a way that's sustainable, because otherwise, if a billion or two of the 8 billion that we raise in corporate profit tax is knocked out, we've got to find that either by reductions in expenditure or increases in tax. And that's the essence.
Let me ask you a question. You're saying this, I think you're 100% right, and I know you believe this absolutely. If you were Minister for Finance, though, and you were facing into a budget next an election in the next, say, 9 months or so, Would you have the same view, or would you say, well,
I actually think, Shane, being very frank about it, my time in politics, there's actually a very large constituency of opinion out there, a large number of voters who want to hear an economically sound argument. The same argument, actually, that Pascal Donohue is making right now. I don't think we're back to the days of boom and bust. I think we need to get to a sustainable level of public expenditure. Pascal Donohue is someone who's not just smart, he's also very competent. He's not going to blow the money he has because we still have a massive debt to pay.
Well, the jury's out on that one. We'll see you in October. Just before I let you go, that opinion poll in the Irish Times today, 58% yes, 42% no. What's your prediction at this stage? What, 10 days out at this point, or 9 days out?
Well, I think as most people expected, it would tighten. Clearly, the yes side is down a bit, the no side is up a bit. But if you look at the underlying momentum between the polls that have been taken, I still think it's going to be close, but I still think there is a majority there for yes. But it requires, I think, a lot of calm debate and a lot of consideration. It's what's clear in the poll as well. There's still a lot of undecided people there. So there hasn't been a game changer moment, I think, in this campaign. I think a lot of people have been thinking about this for many years. They're not going to be hugely persuaded by people shouting, roaring and screaming at them on television sets.
A tentative yes from you.
And I think yes will carry, but it requires turnout.
Okay. Brian Hayes, MEP for Dublin. Thanks indeed for talking to us.